don't want to step out. I'll still be listening on the side, but I'm going to back out because I'm trying to finish this video edit I'm working on that I got to try to get done by tomorrow. But I want to say 7-3s just in case I had to turn the volume down and I didn't hear you guys. I enjoy talking to all of you, and definitely appreciate the friendships I've been able to connect with. And Chad, thank you also for your help and willingness and wanting to be able to help me. But anyways, I want to say 7-3s. I hope you all have a good night.
Don't have a good night, bud. JBQ. If there's any question about, is that it? I would like to think that you could bring up what you shared with the rest of us. That's important. It's not a thing. It's nothing you can put your fingers on. You can't handle it. It's nothing that you can construct. But when, Chad, when you reach out and help somebody, I think most people that have ever done that will understand at least one of the things that you enjoy about this hobby, and that is taking what you know and helping somebody else up. That's a big thing, and it lasts forever. KK4JBQ.
QE. After about the third time of, you know, fussing and saying, hey, y'all be quiet, you know, when you do that about the third time, and my middle son is the worst about it. He's just, you know, he comes in here and looks and, what's this do? What's that? And then he'll start touching things on the workbench. He does it because he knows I'm not going to tolerate it. You got stuff laid out here on the workbench. You can't have people coming in here touching this and touching that. You lose screws. You lose capacitors. I mean, you know the deal, you know. But he'll do it just to see what I'm going to do. So as soon as he comes into the ham shack, I'm a little bit preemptive, you know, because I know he's going to try it. So last time he was in here, I was on the radio. No, it wasn't last time. It was probably one of the first times. He comes in here, and he's looking and this, that, and the other, and he says, what's all this about, you know, that's this kind of question, this, that, and the other, and he's borderline being sarcastic, not enough for me to know that he's being sarcastic, but I'm thinking that's where this conversation is going, and just, okay, well, you know, this is this, and this is this, you know, hey, here's, you know, we tuned down, listened to some CW, and, you know, digital this, that, and the other, and this, that, and the other, and then he says, well, okay, well, what else? So I'll jump up on the repeater, put my call out, and somebody answers. I think it may have been Steve. And so I talked with Steve for a little bit, and then ended the conversation and turned around. I got the hand mic in my hand. Turned around and looked at him, and I said, now, there you go. What do you think about that? So he pulls out his cell phone, looks at his cell phone, and says, Siri, call Sarah. And Siri calls his girlfriend Sarah, and she answers. And he immediately hangs up on her and looks at me and says, well, what do you think about that? So I'm just like, I'm not going to win this. So that's why I just say, y'all be quiet and close the doors. And that's the way it has to be.
Y'all go ahead and carry on. I'm going to continue to listen, but I'm going to go ahead and sign out. KI4LCI.
Andy.
Have you here, Andy. Get yourself a good night's rest. KK4JBQ.
Larry, let me make sure I got it. What I'm having fun with, and I do have fun with it, is that my oldest son, he is, you know, he's getting married in March. And just what a wonderful girl he's chosen, you know. Glad to have her as a daughter. But he is transitioning into being a responsible male instead of being a juvenile. And he is starting to understand what comes with all of that. You know, the burden and the honor and all of the nice words you want to put on it. So I admire him for trying to step into that role, you know. But he has started to ask questions, you know, responsible man questions. So I have to pick the hill that I'm going to die on now. I can't pick a battle with just any topic. But he is the world's worst when it comes to a vehicle. And, you know, his fiance's got a, I don't know, Ford something or other. And neither one of them take care of it. I mean, it's just go, 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 and then drive it till it quits. And then it's time to panic, you know. Oh, it's the only vehicle we got. What we gonna do? Da, 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 da. Then it turns into, Daddy, I need some help. This, that, and the other. And then that's when, Daddy, I have the opportunity to say, well, you remember when, you know, we did this, and, you know, I tried to get you to listen to this, and da da da. This is, you know, so I got this whole little speech I go through. So, if they ask Dad for help, then I'm gonna tell them, you know, the whole story, and then we'll go down and talk about, you know, why it's important to make sure that the brakes work. Which, yes, I have had that discussion with my oldest son. So it's just funny that he's starting to transition into that. And I don't get you the wrong idea. I'm not snobby or anything like that about it. It's just, it's sometimes comical, because I know what the transition for me was when I got married, you know, trying to be responsible. See his mind try to, the young adolescent male wants to still be there, but the responsible male kind of takes over, and there's a short little battle there where those two, you know, conflict with one another. But he's making the right choices. He's doing the right things. He just hasn't figured out that, well, let me, this is not going to be fun. Let me just go ahead and do it. He hasn't got there yet. He'll dance around it for 3 or 4 days, and he just hasn't figured out, okay? If you're having to dance around something that long, odds are you're going to be knee-deep in it in 3 days anyway, so you might as well just jump feet first and figure it out. He hadn't got there yet, if you know what I mean. KO4NUE.
KBQ. Well, I'm a little older than he is and a little older than you are, and I still don't have a really good handle on that. And I wouldn't know how. Well, of course, I've not had the opportunity. Having had no children, I have not faced some of the things that you have already faced. But I have had girlfriends. And I remember one girlfriend who could not take care of her car. And I would grind my teeth every time I rode in her car with her. It was a manual transmission. And she'd be coasting along at 15 miles an hour in second gear. And not feel in the seat of her pants that she was doing damage. And I just, you know, I remember gritting my teeth and saying, should I have this conversation with her? Have you been there? KK4JBQ.
Well, is the question, have I been there with that situation with a girlfriend or with my wife? Because if it's my wife, then yeah. Yes. My wife and vehicles do not get along. And I'm, you know, I'm the maintenance guy. I keep all that stuff up. You know, the truck, the tractor, the bobcat, the backhoe, the sawmill, the shop, that everything, you know. And keep the kids up, you know, keep the car up, keep the truck. I mean, it's just, you know, it's a never-ending battle. And it's just, yeah, my wife, I have to, and that's my responsibility. I get it. I'm just saying that the funniest thing is, and I don't want you to think I'm a horrible person here, but, you know, when you have to do that much work to maintain equipment, you might as well have a little fun with it. So here's my little routine. Let me let this cycle. Favorite, and I mean all-time favorite, is that when Anna calls me and says the car is making a funny noise. And you know the first thing out of my mouth, especially on the telephone, that's my number two favorite, is on the telephone. And number one is when Anna talks with her hands a lot. She moves her hands, and, you know, that's just part of her, the way she does. And my favorite is, well, what kind of sound was it? What did it sound like? And it's just, I love it. And she figures, it don't take her but, you know, 10 or 15 seconds to figure out. She's gotten it now after, you know, 26, 27 years of marriage. She's got to where she just says, I'm not making car sounds to you. You get your tail out there and drive it, and you listen to it for yourself. But it's just, you know, I mean, you gotta have a little bit of fun with it. You know what I mean? I mean, I hate to sound, you know, mean or anything, but you gotta have your moments. KO4NUE.
JBQ. Yes, I know that. Yes, I absolutely know that. And you, well, it's a good thing that we have long memories, and you can entertain yourself with how it used to be when she would make car sounds. And, well, yeah, I can just imagine it. So when I asked, has that ever happened, it was with anybody, not a girlfriend, but... I suppose I didn't own a decent car before Don and I were married. My top dollar was $500 on a car. I mean, any model, any brand, any year, it couldn't be over $500. So shopping for a car with me when I was growing up was just shopping for the least amount of trouble. And if I could explain my way around, I know I brought a $2,000 car down to $250, telling the current owner of the car just what was the matter with it and how much it was going to cost me to get it straight again. I walked away after giving him the money right out of my pocket. I walked away thinking, now how can I do that again? How can I? Well, it was just an unusual opportunity, I suppose. They didn't expect that much, and they wanted to way overprice the thing. suffered. I heard things that I put a name on it. You know, grinding shoes on the brakes, and the brakes were always bad on this car, even after I owned it and tried my best to fix them again and again. It was a Chevy Nova, and that's, they should never have made the second one of those cars. Oh, well, anyhow, my dad once told me, he said, after he made a deal with somebody, and I was just a little boy, and I was standing there next to him, and he says, son, you remember this, the easiest money you've ever earned is with your mouth. KK4JBQ.
Yeah, so, like I said, we're always, you know, messing with one another, you know, out of love. You know, we like to pick in a loving way. Last week, it was, I got her on the cell phone. She is baffled. I cannot stand to talk on the cell phone. I can't stand it. I don't know what it is, but I don't even answer voicemail half the time because I just hate talking on it. But it blows her mind that I'll stay in here till 2 o'clock at night talking on the radio. And I don't quite understand it either, I guess. But she loves to call me on the cell phone. And I usually, you know, well, I've got sidetracked here. Well, she sent me a text the other day and was coming back from somewhere and said, you know, I'm in town. Do you want me to stop and get a meal? And I immediately responded with, who is this? And, you know, so when I replied with, who is this? There's this long pause before she sends me a text back. And she sent a text and said, what? And I replied with, ma'am, you've got the wrong number. Please do not text me again. And then there's this longer pause. And she sends a text and says, honey? And I said, hey, lady, do not text me again. And it took her a few minutes to figure out what I was doing, that I was messing with her. But every time she paused, I could just visualize in my mind, she is looking at the phone to make sure that she is texting her husband. And then the second time she paused, I'm visualizing that she went to the address book that my name was attached to my telephone number. So the whole point of this whole story is to, for the past 2 weeks, I have been calling her Hey Lady. Because I sent in the text, hey lady, you've got the wrong person. So I call her Hey Lady, and she says, hey man, you know. So we've been laughing on this for about 2 weeks now. So next time you talk with her on the radio, call her Hey Lady, and she'll know exactly what you mean. But it's just stuff like that, you know. Here's what's gonna happen next is that I'm gonna mess up, and she's gonna nail me, and we'll laugh about that for about 2 weeks, and then it'll be my turn. So, you know, what a wonderful way to be married is to, you know, we just kind of enjoy that. We're not hurtful with it, but we have fun, you know. KO4NUE.
JBQ, well, what you have started there, I swear. you'll pay for it, and you know that. And the thing that amazes me is you're okay with that. You know, because, you know, she's thinking, even in her dreams right now, she's already, you know, in the sack. She's thinking about how she's going to turn this around on you. But if that's, you know, marriage is kind of a sport in a way. You know, sometimes if you've been, especially if it's been, you know, 20-some years, you look for ways to make the sport interesting still. And, you know, and I think you found one. I think you did. maybe it was that you just saw an opportunity and took it. I don't know. But I couldn't do that with Donna. I could not do that. you know, that's just funnier and funnier as I think about it. KK4, JBQ.
Wait a minute now. So this morning, we have our coffee time every morning. And we got up a little earlier because I was going to go to Pickens and spend time with my cousin today. And so we had our coffee time a little earlier. So she normally makes coffee in the morning. So I got up and went in the kitchen, and she's standing there by the coffee pot, and I walked up to her and said, hey, good morning, and, you know, give me a kiss. And she says, I don't kiss strangers. Okay, so here we go. It's a whole build up, you know. She's been thinking about this for a week or so, and that, you know, it's taken her almost 2 weeks to come up with, you know, no, I don't kiss strangers. And I just kind of laughed. So she'll gouge me a couple more times, and then boom, she'll get me, and I'll know it's over, and then it's back in my court. So, you know, that's the way it flows, you know, and we're happy with that. KO4NUE.
Now the ball's in your court, just like you said. And you know that there's a scoreboard up there. And she's keeping score. I don't know how many points you got for the what you did to her on the phone. I don't know how many do you think you got? Because she's going to make sure that she wins this, you know, racks up more points and whatever. Anyway, that does sound like a playful thing, a fun thing. And if any other married people are listening, this is how you do it. This is how you make it last for 50 years. And Chad's more than halfway there. KK4JBQ.
That up, Larry. So here's the point scheme. Here's how the point scheme works. If I say it's worth 3 points, she says it's worth 50. And that way, see, I never win, you know. And that's the way it works. So I'm okay with that, you know. I'm okay. She knows I can still do it, you know. But I'm telling you, it's hilarious to, you know, when she comes in from, you know, grocery shopping or goes spend time with her sister or whatever, and she comes in the door with a bag full of groceries or a bag full of whatever she's got, you know, I'm sitting in the ham shack, and I know the way the dogs bark who it is. So she comes in, and I just holler from the ham shack, "Hey, lady." And she hollers back, "Hey, man." So her and my daughter's got one going, too. It's been going on for about 2 years now. Our daughter is, her and Anna and my daughter's pretty close. But Abby was always bad. Now she's freshman year in college. But Abby is always, Mom. It's always, you know, and it's endless. It's just endless. Mom. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So, me and Anna have started calling her daughter. We don't call her by her name. We call her daughter because she says mom or dad so much. We just, you know, when she says daddy, I'll go daughter. And it just, it throws her off. I mean, she realizes that, okay, I'm saying dad way too much, you know. So this has been going on about 2 years now. So Abby's bad about getting Anna's phone and using the phone, using Anna's cell phone for whatever, which, you know, she didn't have an issue with, but... deleted her name out of the phone, which is Abby, and we've put daughter in the phone. So when Abby uses the phone, she sees the word daughter instead of her name. I guess you just have to be here. But it's funny. It really is. I know you may not get it, but it's just, I guess it's the way we do, you know. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
JBQ. Well, no, I get it, and I'll tell you what, furthermore, the trouble she has, why this has lasted 2 years, is that she doesn't feel that it's proper to call her mom or her dad by their first name. You know you're in trouble when you say daughter, and she says, yes, Jan, then you know you're in trouble.
Right. You're right. You're exactly right. So, I just, I don't know. It's funny. We laugh all the time and say, you know, we'll fire off a little joke or a little prank at one another, and then we just, you know, me and Anna will look at each other and just go, you know, we are just so dysfunctional. And, you know, we just, just kind of laugh about it, I guess. It may not be that funny to you, but it's funny to us. We know what we mean, but you got to do something to keep things, you know, lively and this, that, and the other. My dad, we play little tricks on him. Now he's bad too. Now he can be ruthless, you know. He's about three, four months ago. Let me tell you this now. The Costco guy, him and my stepmom, they love Costco. They got a little Costco card, and, you know, they know exactly when the deals are coming in, and, you know, this, that, and the other. And we can't stand Costco. So, but they love it. So he goes down there a couple months ago and buys one of these fold-up ladders. You know, you can put it in like 30 different positions. You know, you can make a work table out of it. Just, you know, where the hinge joints is, there's a ratchet, that a locking paw that holds it in that position. I think there's four sections to it, you know. So he's got this new ladder that he's got at Costco. And, I mean, it is neat. It's pretty. It's a neat-looking thing, you know. But he's got it in the back of the truck. And it's not fun. It wasn't funny at the time, okay? But it is hilarious now. So he's got this ratcheting ladder that, you know, locks at the hinge joints, and he picks it up out of the truck, use it to get on the rooftop of the house. Another Larry, he opened the thing up, and it closed on his pinky finger and got it hung in between, I mean, right at the joint of the ladder. And the locking paw locked so that he could not pick it up off of his pinky. And his house is, I don't know, probably 75 yards from my house on the other side of the little the corn patch there. And me and Anna kept hearing something in the house. And the dogs were whining and this, that, and the other. And, I mean, it went on for like a minute or two. So we opened the doors and let the dogs out because they were just fussing. And they took off straight for Dad's house, and I heard him. I mean, he is screaming. I mean, he is in horrible pain. Take off running. We think, okay, he's hurt bad. Something's wrong. And there he was standing at the back of the truck, Larry, and he's got his pinky hung in this ladder and cannot get it out. It scared us to death. It really did. So we went over there and fiddled with it, and I told him, Daddy, I'm going to have to push this ladder down to release the paw so you can get your finger out. Just do it. So we got his finger out. And like I said, it was not funny at the time, but down here for 2 or 3 days, turned the fingernail blue, you know, fingernail's going to fall off, and just complaining about his finger. My finger hurts. It's just whining. So I went down to the shop and was digging through some files down there or something and found some stickers that I had at work. That's one of these OSHA safety stickers that's got a hand hung in a gear, and the fingers have been cut off by the gear. You know, in other words, it's a warning label for mechanical things not to get your fingers in it. And I stuck one on the screen door at the carport. Oh, it's game on. It's game on. He has been after me. So he's going to get me. I don't know what he's going to do, but it's coming, you know. And me and Anna will hold our pinkies up at him when he comes. He just makes it so mad. But we're not being horrible. He knows we're joking. KL4NUE.
BQ. What you don't know is I have a ladder like that. And it occurs to me every time I use the plane thing that something like that could happen. So just as it has become my habit to, before I use any chemical thing, anything, I will read the instructions again. Because I know I'm not going to remember exactly the proper use, the proper amount to use, the proper way to use it. I read instructions incessantly. Well, when I get with this ladder, I size it up again. I look at the way it folds and the way it can malfunction if I'm not careful. I size this thing up. Donna watches me do this. She watches me read a Windex bottle. And she says, "Don't you know how to use that?" And I says, "Of course I do, but I don't want to get out of the habit. I'll read everything again." And it has served me, this obsession of mine to use things with the directions fresh in my mind. KK4JBQ.
This ladder I'm talking about, does it have the little orange plastic covers on the hinges, you know, to make it look cool?
Oh, goodness, probably one of the first kinds of these things that came out is probably 25 years old before they started putting this these safety things on them. It's really a hazard to use. But it does fold up into all these different ways of using it. What bothers me though is that And you don't have to tell me if maybe you haven't noticed, but the rungs on the thing, are they round or are they flat? This thing hurts my feet when I climb on it because they're round. KK4JBQ.
Don't recall, Larry. I want to say they may be D-shaped. I honestly can't remember. But just so you know, I've got some extra stickers if you need one.
That might. Well, I don't want to forget how important it is to be careful. So when I see you, I hope you got a sticker on you. Put it in your wallet, and that way you'll always have it on you.
That's so I'm so bad. But I mean he taught me well. I mean, that's what I remind him when I get him. Well, you know, I was taught by the best, and he's nothing he can say, you know. So just, oh my goodness, Larry. Oh, it's so much fun around here. Sometimes I can't stand it. KO4NUE.
In all seriousness, enjoy it. I know you do, but treasure it. I don't have my daddy anymore. I don't have my little sister anymore. I don't have my mama anymore. I don't have my brother anymore. I'm the last survivor of the family. And the thing is, you would wish when they're gone, you would wish anything to have them back. Any of those bad moments, any of those embarrassing moments, you would want them back just to have a little time. So you're doing the right thing, and you one day, if you live to see it, this is all you'll have. They'll be gone. And I don't want to, you know, get too solemn about it or anything like that. But this is the reality of life, and you have to approach it every day as these are the best times that you will have, the best times, and cherish them. Even now, you will cherish them later, I assure you, but cherish them even now. KK4JBQ.
You're right, and I think we all get that. I know for a fact I've learned the lesson about that from my grandfather. We were really close, and we picked at each other. I mean, we were brutal with one another. You know, I mean, we inflicted pain or anything, but we were just. He was just bad. I mean, and I would, you know, I'd get him, he'd get me, and he was quippy. I mean, he could quip him out and just be real quick, you know. And we just, well, it was funny. I mean, it was just funny, and I think that's where I get it. Dad had to quit school in the ninth grade to help support the family. And Dad can joke, he can easily, but he didn't have time to, he had to get serious real quick. And then got drafted for Vietnam, and that changed things as well. But, you know, sometimes a little bit of humor goes, you know, a really long way, especially in the right kind of environment, you know. And I think we all get that. And we understand when it's okay to pick and when it's not. So, you know, it's that kind of deal. But anyway, well, Larry, it is almost 2:00. I'm still enjoying the conversation, and I still got a little left in me, but I know I need to go and get some rest. So I have enjoyed the conversation. I'm going to have to clear on out and say 73. Please tell Miss Donna I said hello. And do me a favor. Next time Anna calls the net, call her Hey Lady. Trust me, it'll be all right. Let's just listen to what she's got to say. She won't be harsh. She'll laugh, but she'll know then that you know. So, there you go. KO4NUE, and I'll be clear on your final lyrics.
It's just the way you set that up. I have no trouble sharing a private joke like that, but when you're on the air, the thing is, everyone else listening will not understand. And that's just a road I don't want to go. It's just a bridge I don't want to cross. If I can figure out a way to work it in and not make it sound like this, I'm too familiar, you know, or her response that I'm looking for, you know, her response won't sound like it's too familiar. I think we're all friends. And I don't want to disturb that. Yeah. So that's it's kind of I appreciate you sharing it with me. But it's kind of between you two. I'm trying to recall, and I can't. It's why all those relationships didn't work. I never had a girlfriend that I could joke around with like that. And I'm not sure even with Donna that we can joke around. But Donna does. She's not a joking person. She doesn't require that. And you have it. You have it a little different, I suppose. I can see where it is a joy. I can certainly see that. Chad, you have yourself a good night's rest. And yes, it's nearly 2 a.m., but my goodness, it's been worth it. I'll give you a 73 from this side, KK4JBQ. Good night.
KO4NUE, I'm gone.